USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If Joe Biden won the election fair and square, why all the scrutiny of making sure the vote was right, as American voters insist? Attorney General William Barr has given the green light to let federal prosecutors investigate allegations of voter fraud. Almost immediately, Democrat Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren wrote, quote, Attorney General Bill Barr is a corrupt Trump henchman who should have been impeached months ago. If he cared one shred about our democracy, he'd be focused on the peaceful transition of power instead of doing the bidding of a wannabe dictator. End quote. A.G. William Barr on CNN.
But elections that have been held with mail have found substantial fraud and coercion. For example, we indicted someone in Texas, 1,700 ballots collected from people who could vote. He made them out and voted for the person he wanted to, okay? Because that kind of thing happens with mail-in ballots, and everyone knows it.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pfizer Incorporated said Monday that its COVID-19 vaccine is up to 90% effective based on early test results that nevertheless brought a big burst of optimism to a world desperate for the means to finally bring the catastrophic outbreak under control. Pfizer was paid nearly $2 billion in July by the Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense branches of the government for President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. We're in a position potentially to be able to offer some hope, Dr. Bill Gruber, Pfizer's Senior Vice President of Clinical Development, told the Associated Press. We're very encouraged. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized the emergency use of Eli Lilly's experimental COVID-19 antibody treatment for non-hospitalized patients with mild to moderate symptoms. The Food and Drug Administration said its authorization was based on clinical trials showing that the treatment, Bamlam Evimob, reduced the need for hospitalizations or emergency room visits in COVID-19 patients at high risk of the disease worsening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Monday Night Football matchup came down to the wire as the Patriots beat the winless Jets 30-27 with a late field goal. The Jets are now 0-9 for the first time in team history. Jets quarterback Joe Flacco says the team needs to move forward.
You know, we're 0-9, so we're dealing with, you know, a lot of those right now, and this is just going to be something that adds to it. I think we've done a really good job during the week throughout all of this of keeping our heads up and taking it one day at a time. It's going to be the job of the coaches and a few guys on this team to make sure that we continue to have that mindset moving forward. As tough as that might be, there's 7 weeks left in the National Football League season. So if you don't come to work and ready to go, this league will make that very long and very tough for you to survive. So we have to keep our heads up and play this thing out the only way we know how.
The Jets aren't guaranteed not to lose next week. They have a bye week and won't play. SpaceX crew Dragon Resilient spacecraft and Falcon 9 rocket, stretching 215 feet long, are ready to roll out to Pad 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in preparation for Saturday night's launch to the International Space Station. The famed launch pad is where Apollo 11 moon mission took off in 1969. The mission named Crew 1 will deliver astronauts Mike Hopkins, Victor Glover, Shannon Walker, and Soichi Noguchi to the orbiting outpost for 6 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.